This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Lok Sabha yesterday took up three bills, namely the Constitution, 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution, 106th Amendment Act, 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The Constitution, 131st Amendment Bill 2026, which has been introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the Lower House today, is intended to increase the number of seats in the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850. Out of 850 seats, 815 members will be elected from the states and 35 members from the union territories. The objective of the bill is to implement one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha as well as the assemblies of states and union territories. Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023, provided that one-third reservation for women will come into effect after the delimitation exercise based on the first census after the commencement of the Act. The Constitution, 131st Amendment Bill 2026, states that the next census and the consequential delimitation exercise will take considerable time, thus restricting effective and dedicated participation of women in the democratic polity. The Delimitation Bill 2026, introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the Lok Sabha today, it provides for the constitution of the Delimitation Commission to undertake the exercise of delimitation, facilitating the reservation of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha, PM Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process. He said, Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country, and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in the policy making. He emphasized that the entire political establishment is collectively guilty of withholding this right for decades, making this bill a necessary act of atonement. The PM appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political color, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. The PM asserted that no injustice will be done to any state while implementing this law. In a brief intervention during the discussion on this legislation, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise. The discussion is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent on cooperation in military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing this joint press briefing, PM Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation, and sustainability. Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker termed his visit to India as a milestone for Austria-India relations. Dr. Christian Stocker also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. US President Donald Trump yesterday announced that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire, marking a rare diplomatic breakthrough after weeks of escalating tensions along the border. In a social media post, the US President said the ceasefire will begin at 3:30 a.m. today morning, framing it as a first step towards a peace process between the two sides. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.